More NSA revelations this week. Turns out the intelligence agency has cracked much of the encryption software that supposedly protects sensitive information on the web. Seems to be no end to the ways that governments keep tabs on us, or to our suspicion that we're being watched. Check this out. Last week, an Egyptian fisherman saw a stork flying near the Nile with what he thought was a suspicious-looking device attached to him. Egyptian officials detained the suspicious bird. Yep. Well, that device turned out to be just a French wildlife tracking device, but animal espionage might not be as far-fetched as you think. Peter Ernest is a former spy for the CIA. He now directs the International Spy Museum in Washington. Peter, birds as spies, how far-fetched was that idea that a stork could actually be a spy?
I don't think it's far-fetched at all. One of the artifacts we have in the museum is a pigeon, a stuffed pigeon, and hanging from the front of the pigeon is a small device, which is a camera. The pigeon cam was developed by a German, and I believe it was right on the eve of World War I. And the idea was that the pigeon was a homing pigeon, which was released at a point which, in flying home, would take it right over the targeted area. And when the pigeon flew over the targeted area, there was an automatic shutter release on the camera, so it was taking continuous shots. So we have both the pigeon with the camera as well as some of the results of the photography, and it's pretty darn good. There have been other attempts to use animals. Certainly, we're all well aware of the efforts by the U.S. Navy to use dolphins to detect things under the sea.
No, I didn't know about this. So we're talking about real dolphins now, not like
a we're talking
model.
About real, to train dolphins to detect objects, a form of sonar, if you will. Even during the Cold War, at one point, the CIA's Office of Technical Services, the equivalent of James Bond's Q, tried to develop an acoustic kitty. They tried to embed a listening device in a cat, and they succeeded in doing this. The problem was they wanted to use the cat against an Asian political leader who, when he held his political talks, often had cats wandering in and out of his quarters. Unfortunately, once they put the microphone in the cat, they weren't able to get the cat to go where they wanted it to. So they had a walking microphone, but absolutely directionless.
Right. Well, and I suppose that was the end of Operation Acoustic Kitty.
I think so, yeah.
How about today? I mean, in this age of drones, is there an animal espionage kind of renaissance about to happen?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I think in, as you're calling it, the age of drones, first of all, we have a lot of very turbulent situations going on around the world, and that heightens people's paranoia. The paranoia, in turn, is fed by things like the revelations of Mr. Edward Snowden. There may be all sorts of foreign leaders and others who suspected that the Americans were spying on them or were capable of spying on them, and now they're getting some what appears to be hard evidence. And so that's simply going to heighten people's concern about the possibility of being spied on, if you will, whether it's by animals bearing microphones or other devices.
Peter Ernest, a former spy for the CIA, now director of the International Spy Museum in Washington. Peter, watch out for those cats on the sidewalk today as you head home.
Okay. Good talking to you.